Welcome to Daily Meds, a podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan. Daily Meds are a prescription for spiritual health and wellness, offered by the Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner.
When Paul appeared before another Roman governor in the area of Palestine, a man named Festus, he appealed to be tried in front of the emperor, and as a Roman citizen, that was his right. And so in the 25th chapter, we read, Festus, that is the governor at the time, after he'd conferred with his council, replied, "You, Paul, have appealed to the emperor, and to the emperor you will go." Now, when we think of the Roman Empire, I think, in early Christianity, we may think of brutal oppression that pitted lions and fearsome gladiators against frail people of faith. And there's no doubt whatsoever, that Roman persecution of the church was a fact of life for the first Christian people, a reality that might actually make this text all the more remarkable. See, it was actually Roman authority that preserved Paul's life against the death plots of the Jews, and it was Roman justice and that justice system that really completed Paul's mission by sending him to Rome. I mean, how amazing, think about it, how amazing that Paul's ministry was carried to Rome by the Roman authorities themselves. I mean, what makes me realize is that God is clearly able to use the powers and principalities of this world, either wittingly or unwittingly, to accomplish God's aims. I mean, the same empire that brutally tried to crush the little Jewish sect that followed Jesus was the very force behind the spread of Christianity throughout the world. I mean, even empires themselves ultimately find themselves under God's authority. Let's pray about that. Lord God, we tend to think of governments as corrupt or uncaring and incompetent. But you, Lord, remind us that you can use the messiness of this world to further your desires for us. Perhaps that means that you can even use the messiness of our lives for the good of those around us. That would be extraordinary. Imagine that. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan and to connect with the messages and ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org.